Well, the Navy may have found just the right mix for improving productivity and keeping workers happy. They've joined the likes of Pepsi and IBM while doing it. The Alliance for Work-Life Progress has given the Navy its 2010 Work-Life Innovative Excellence Award. The military branch received this honor for things like sabbatical programs, leave for new fathers, and flexible work schedules. So what is the secret formula? For that, we speak with the Chief of Naval Personnel, Vice Admiral Mark Ferguson. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here the day after Memorial Day, so thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you on, sir. So you have a sabbatical program. Now, that's something that you don't usually associate with military service. Tell us how that works.
Well, it's a terrific program that was approved by the Congress and as a pilot for us to use. And what it does is it offers a male or female individual serving officer and enlisted. We have a limited number each year that they may take up to 3 years off. We pay them a small living stipend during that period, and they receive their commissary privileges, health benefits, and we hold their promotion clock kind of still so they can return after the period of the sabbatical. And then they'll owe us an obligated service upon the return. It's worked out to be a very good program for both men and women. One of our cases was a male who wanted to take a few years off so his wife could go to graduate school. So it's been a terrific program for us.
Now, over the years, there have been some naval personnel that have come up with scientific advances and technological discoveries. You know, right. We all think of Admiral Grace Hopper, but there have been many like that. Mm-hmm. So could the sabbatical be used to pursue some area of interest that might ultimately be of benefit to the Navy?
Well, certainly that's an opportunity that we don't put a restriction on the opportunities that individuals can pursue, either for additional education, for life experiences, or to take care of a family emergency.
Now, you have also a paternity leave, and that's something, you know, that seems to fly a little bit in the face of what might be traditional military culture. So tell us how that all works, and have many people taken advantage of it?
Well, we've had over 18,000 sailors take advantage of up to 10 days of paternity leave for a married father whose wife gives birth to a child. And the Navy, we're finding that in our own demographics, we have over 10,000 single fathers that are in the service. What it essentially does is allows and was approved in legislation for us to implement for up to 10 days of paternity leave. It works very well and is a very popular program.
So what happens if someone, say, on a submarine and they're under some distant part of the ocean and a baby is born? How does that work?
Well, we would hope they would plan ahead in order to, it's an event they'd have 9 months worth of warning for us to adapt to and plan. But, you know, I guess the reason it's so popular is that this new generation that's entering the workforce has a great emphasis on family. And we started these programs with a simple question of how do we make it from Navy or family to Navy and family? And by asking that simple question, it opens up to what's possible that we can innovate.
And we're speaking with Vice Admiral Mark Ferguson. He's Chief of Naval Personnel. He also serves as the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Manpower, Personnel, Training, and Education. That's a pretty broad portfolio. So, yeah, you mentioned the incoming workforce. And, of course, the military services being all volunteer have this tremendous recruitment effort that has to go on. And then once they're in, then you've got to keep them satisfied. So what are some other programs that the Navy has instituted to, you know, besides the work itself, which, you know, in many cases is fascinating work without all of these programs? But what else do you do for work-life balance for Navy personnel?
Well, we offer for new mothers to support bonding with their child and sustaining the family up to 12 months of operational deferment. So it's the most comprehensive policy of all the military services. We offer up to 21 days of administrative leave for adoptive parents. And that helps in theirs as with a new family as well. We have funded 14 new child care centers and over 500 in-home child care programs over the next few years. So this funding on those programs, I think that as we, you know, another one that we're testing now is what we call the virtual command. So imagine on my staff, I have an officer that lives, say, in Kings Bay, Georgia. Another female lieutenant lives in Everett, Washington, and near Seattle. And so they're assigned to my staff, but because they're in a home or they have a child who's a senior in high school or their husband can't relocate, they work virtually for me, and they don't have to relocate. It saves stress on the family, moving costs, and saves us an expense as well. And it's a focus on on how to create a results-oriented work environment, which I think is opening up a bunch of new ideas for us.
So do you Skype with them and do video conferencing, that kind of
thing? We can. There's capabilities that are offered through the Defense Connect Online and other defense systems that are similar to Skype that we use for conferencing and work.
And I imagine there's a lot of questions on how you measure results of this program. Because
right.
It's one thing to offer these things and see people take them up, but beyond the sheer numbers of people enrolling, what are some of the measures that you know that it's actually helping the work-life balance?
Well, we look at several measures. One is, and I'll give you a couple examples. We look at retention, particularly on our officers, female officers, because we're now putting women in non-traditional career paths. We've over 50% of the enlisted women that enter the service go into technical seagoing ratings. And for our officers out of Annapolis, we've opened such opportunities, such as on submarines now.
Yeah, they're in training right now, right?
They're in training right now to enter. So we're looking at their retention, and we've seen in women that are on ships about a 6 to 8% jump in their retention rates. We see more women going into the technical fields. But we're also seeing in our family spouse survey data, for example, in just the last 4 years, the number of spouses who have said they want their, as a junior enlisted, their husband to stay for a career has jumped from in the low of 20% up to over 60%. And these programs play a large part of that, where people can start to balance their family and their professional work.
And how about the standing core of officers such as yourself that might mm-hmm. have been in a long time, that have achieved high rank, the skippers and so forth?
Right.
Are they pretty much buying into, hey, this guy's going to be gone for 10 days because his wife had a baby, that kind of thing? There's some tradition there that you seem to be flying against. How's the acceptance at the officer level?
I think there's a realization that unlike many civilian organizations, we have to recruit someone at the beginning at very young and keep them for a career. We grow our own leadership and talent from within. So there's growing acceptance of it. We will always have and always have to place the mission first and meeting the operational requirements. And so we trust our commanders to balance that operational requirement with meeting the needs of the individual, because we are an all-volunteer force.